As for ENET News, I'm Jason Taylor. Republican U.S. Representative Ann Wagner declined to participate in a candidate forum last night in the St. Louis area that featured the Democratic and Libertarian nominees. A spokesperson for Wagner accused the forum's organizers, the League of Women Voters, of being biased against Republicans. Two Kansas City Kmart stores, along with one in St. Joseph, will close by the end of the year as part of parent company Sears' bankruptcy arrangement. Sears will shutter 142 Sears and Kmart stores nationally. Proposition B, which would raise Missouri's minimum wage, is one of the big ballot measures in next month's election. Patrick Tuohy with the St. Louis-based free market group Show Me Institute contends that raising the minimum wage is the least effective way to raise people out of poverty.
Even President Obama's chair of the Economic Advisory Panel said that if we want to fight poverty, minimum wage legislation is a really bad way to do that.
Tuohy points to a study conducted by the Show Me Institute that shows hiking minimum pay primarily benefits middle-income households rather than low-income people. Supporters of the ballot measure say the current wage is unsustainable for most people. The number of state prison guard vacancies has doubled in the past year, Alisa Nelson reports.
The Missouri prison system has reached a potential record of about 800 correctional officer vacancies. Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith tells MissouriNet the improving economy is part of the blame.
Across the nation, corrections is hurting because when the economy is good, and it is, and we're thankful for that, corrections business suffers because the pay is not where it is in the general public.
Preseith says another problem is the agency is pulling from the same hiring pool where prisons are located near each other. She says she hopes to go to the legislature next year with options to increase worker pay.
WOW Air announced it's ceasing operations in January at St. Louis Lambert International Airport late yesterday. The budget airline that's been providing the city's only flight to Europe through Iceland had only launched its service to St. Louis in May. More than 100 customers were without power in the Eminence area of southern Missouri yesterday afternoon. The local cooperative was working to restore electricity. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has proclaimed October as Missouri Pork Month. The governor presented the proclamation yesterday at the State Department of Agriculture, noting that Missouri pork producers raise more than 3.4 million hogs. Parson tells MDA employees that agriculture has changed for the better.
The reality of it is today we can't farm like we used to. We just can't. And you know what's going to be the new thing to all of us that's going to have a little hard time accepting that? But technology is going to play a huge role.
Agriculture Director Chris Chin says high-speed internet is crucial to attract next-generation farmers, adding that they want to come home and use it on the farm and ranch. This is Missouri Net News.